Good morning. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW Sitka. I'm News Director Catherine Rose. I'm here with the Executive Director of the Sitka Fine Arts Camp, Roger Schmidt. Thanks so much for joining me, Roger.
Thank you, Catherine. I'm glad to be here.
And we're here this morning to talk about the Holiday Brass Concert, an annual Christmas tradition, holiday favorite that's coming up this weekend, right?
That's right. Yeah. And super excited about it.
That's this Saturday, 7:30 at the Performing Arts Center. So what's new this year with the Holiday Brass Concert? What can folks expect?
Yeah, well, we just got back from, we just played two completely sold out concerts in Juneau, which was absolutely thrilling. And one of the pieces we did was a suite of pieces or suite of songs from Polar Express, and that was a huge hit. It was really gratifying for me because it's something I arranged and sort of reduced from an orchestral score to 12 brass and or 11 brass and percussion. And it's one of those things you spend, I think 40-50 hours maybe working on it. It just takes forever.
Wow.
And then you make lots of mistakes, and then you have to fix all the little mistakes because every note has to be hand-entered, and then you have to figure out where they go across the different instruments, and the instruments have different transpositions. So it's just like super tedious and hard. And like, it's not even art. I mean, there's like some art side to it, but it's really just like tedious. And the reward is if it works. And so that was really great. Just the reaction from the audience was spectacular. So it's something I'm excited about that.
So what inspired you to take the music from the Polar Express and turn it into a piece?
You know, we're always looking for something new every single year, and there's so much. Christmas is such a funny thing. It's just reborn every season. I mean, there's just since the early medieval times, There is tune after tune. We're doing a collection of Christmas hits from the 70s and 80s that are, many of them are like top hits from in the UK. And it's just like a whole nother, you know, just like a whole nother treasure trove of all these like Christmas tunes. And the Polar Express, I don't remember why, but I don't know, but somehow got in my head and I listened to the, you know, there's an orchestral suite that was put together after the movie, and I heard it, and it's very brassy, you know, it's big French horn solos and trombones, you know, all the stuff. So, you know, the orchestra, you know, it's for a huge orchestra, but at the center of it all is a really flashy brass piece. And everything I heard in my mind was, this is just going to sound amazing with our ensemble. So don't remember how I got into it, but somehow I did. And then it's not available for brass. So, you know, it's like, who's going to do it? Well, no one else is going to want to do it.
Sure.
I'll go put it together.
And so you said that was a pretty tedious process. How long did that take you to put it together?
I think probably like 40, 50 hours maybe or something.
Oh my gosh. And then these 70s and 80s songs, can you name a couple of the highlights, songs that folks would know? You said they're big in the UK. Are they ones folks would be familiar with?
I mean, there's a couple American ones, you know, Baby It's Cold Out There and Santa Baby. What are the other ones? There's like from a band called Slade, like, and it's like, it's Christmas time. I think it's just called that. There's a one from, you know, the band Emerson, Lake & Palmer?
No.
Okay, well, it's like a 70s kind of, I don't know, progressive rock band, you know, from the UK. I think it's The Lake from Emerson, Lake & Palmer has this Christmas tune called Father Christmas, which is like a kind of manifesto about Christmas not being commercialized. So, yeah. So anyway, there's so much stuff. And we're starting out the concert, though, you know, like the first half is like a very spiritual, you know, just a very classical concert. Mm-hmm. And we're starting out with this piece, O Magnum Mysterium, you know, the mystery of the birth of Jesus. There's a lot of versions. This is one from a Renaissance composer, Spanish person named Cristobal Morales. And to me, it's so breathtakingly beautiful. And our group will surround the audience in the hall. It'll be in darkness and we'll have candles. And, you know, it's just like, it's, and I sort of think of the concert that way. Like, it's this arc, you know, there's like you know, this is kind of a coming out of the darkness. And then the next piece is with the community choir and the high school choir. So we're excited about that. Lots of singers doing a Gaudete, which is like the joy of the birth. So really, in a way, the concert kind of takes this arc from the darkness and the mystery to the light and the brightness. And then we play this Baroque piece that will feature Natalie Dungy, who's this just extraordinary young trumpet player. She's virtuosic and this piece is really joyful and sort of spirited. It's you know, kind of high Baroque. It's Vivaldi, and we'll play that piece, and then this gorgeous aria that was originally attributed to Handel, but actually turned out later a German chorister in the late 19th century wrote it and added it to a Handel oratorio, and people thought, very bold, exactly. And kind of didn't, from what I was reading, didn't really say it was Handel's, but also didn't say it wasn't.
Sure.
And, you know, people eventually were like, I don't think this really was something originally from Handel.
And looking forward to this weekend, and right now we're pre-recording this interview, so it's actually Wednesday afternoon. As of Wednesday afternoon, has it sold out yet? It often sells out.
It hasn't sold out yet. No, we need more people to buy tickets and come. You will not regret it. I'm so excited about this year's concert. We, of course, have our lighting person, David, here, who creates a visual magic. You know, there's just like so many parts to the show. We have my daughter, Mina, who is singing Dank Sei Dir, Rhiannon Gavon, who's, again, just a gorgeous, amazing singer. Actually, the former teacher, Mina, is singing this beautiful German Christmas song that's sung at like most, you know, like if you go to a Christmas concert, you know, kind of a classical Christmas gala concert in Europe. This is such a common song because it's just so beautiful. And we have a cellist coming that is she's the spouse of our timpanist, our percussionist. And he said, you know, my wife Joella would love to come, and she happens to play cello. And so we're going to borrow one of the Sitka Summer Music Festival's cellos, a carbon fiber one that sounds great, but also indestructible in cold weather. And she'll play a trio with Susan Reed, pianist from Anchorage, that does a lot of, is here doing a lot of work, and then Rhiannon, and then Joella. So that should be really wonderful. Yeah.
So something for everybody.
Kids will be amazed, and it's so exciting. Brass is just, you know, it's loud. It's soft too. It's everything. But the trumpets each. You know, if you've been, Catherine, you know, every trumpet player brings usually four or five different trumpets. So we've had like 30 trumpets on stage, which is just visually spectacular, you know. And then we have a giant battery of percussion, timpani, chimes, glockenspiels, you know, different kinds and sizes of drums, marimba, xylophones. It's like everything is there, cymbals. And so it's a very visual concert, and I think that you know, we all know how wonderful live music is, but I think sometimes people think somehow listening to a recording does the trick, because that's just kind of the access we have now. And honestly, so much of what we listen to recorded, often with live music, is so, you know, I have friends that play, you know, as freelance musicians, they back singers, and the show is so canned that the singers are actually pre-recorded, and depending on how they're doing, they dial them up and down. So it's all like, it's basically, and they'll go play the gig and like, it's for a whole orchestra, but they'll just have like a trombone, and then the other two trombone parts are pre-recorded. The tuba part is pre-recorded. You have a small violin section, but they're canning in the rest of the violin section. So, you know, that's the thing too, is like a lot of live music is fake live music now. But live music, you know, anybody that's gone to any true live concert knows that it's absolutely, you know, it's just an absolutely incomparable experience, you know, compared to recording, because it is, it's humans. It's you know, we feel that connection in a way that, I think we, with the digital era, we've really convinced ourselves somehow that we're touching when we're not touching. Mm-hmm. And when we actually touch, sometimes it's just like, because we're human, it becomes a magical, you know, I keep using the word magical, but it's so much more electric. It's so much more alive. And it's a funny analogy I'm using, but I just think that we're just so proud of ourselves as a species because we think that we're connected. And I'm actually, you know, we're seeing the opposite happen. We're seeing people become so disassociated with each other that they feel, you know, loneliness is at the, you know, across all metrics is at the, you know, the highest, a feeling of discontent, all these things, you know, I think about a lot with youth. Mm-hmm. But I think it's just the same with adults, you know, like, oh, I can, you know, I can stay in touch with people all over the, so then I don't spend the time to get together with my neighborhood,
yeah.
You know, for example. So coming to a concert is so much more than just listening to the music. It's being in the lobby with all these other people and talking and seeing people. It's, you know, sitting and smiling and sharing an experience with your, you know, some, a stranger next to you who stops being a stranger because suddenly you have, you know, you're feeling the, you might be feeling joy, you might be touched and have tears in your eyes and sharing that with another. Anyway, I can go on and on, can't I?
Well, it sounds very similar to the conversations that filmmakers are having right now about movie theaters and streaming, right?
Yo.
And this, you're missing out on this collective experience together with people who aren't necessarily all of like minds, but you're coming together sharing this, you know, watching this story unfold or hearing this you know, piece unfold. It's so Saturday night, a moment to come out and connect with everybody, with your community, it sounds like.
I think so.
I've been speaking with Sitka Fine Arts Camp Executive Director Roger Schmidt about the Holiday Brass Concert that's this Saturday, December 20th at 7:30 p.m. at the Sitka Performing Arts Center. Thanks for joining me.
Thank you, Catherine.